Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. From the Charlie Kirk Show, we are here with a flash episode for you. We are going to cover what it really means to be thankful that we live in the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world, as well as some commentary on Chick-fil-A. I had a tweet that went quite viral about how Chick-fil-A has turned their back on the values that so many of us care about and that we support. Before we go any further, please type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Give us those 5-star ratings. Leave us a review. Make sure you are subscribed and get a friend to do the same. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving and that you guys enjoy some football, some turkey, some pie, and some family. But this episode is going to help you debate some leftists. I'm going to make sure that you understand how thankful we should be that we live in this great country. Thankful to have the blessings that we're able to have. Buckle up, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk, host of The Charlie Kirk Show, your home of conservative, libertarian, rational thinking. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I'm sure a lot of you guys have turkey on the mind, but for one reason or the other, it seems that chicken seems to be on the mind of a lot of people. And obviously that reason is the whole controversy around Chick-fil-A. So I decided not to weigh in on this for a couple days just because I don't like the whole kind of outrage mob kind of phenomenons that come and go. But then I read an article this morning that really bothered me from the Family Research Council, an organization I really trust. And if you're not caught up, let's start this way. If you're not caught up on the Chick-fil-A story, basically last couple of days, Chick-fil-A came out and they said that they are no longer going to be supporting certain Christian organizations such as the Salvation Army. The way they spun it is they said they're going to spend money on education and homelessness. The way Chick-fil-A works is they have a Chick-fil-A foundation that gives away some of the profits that are earned every single year at Chick-fil-A towards certain philanthropic causes. Chick-fil-A has come under fire by the far left and the radical media throughout the last couple of years because of their supporting of Christian organizations. I and many others, such as Governor Mike Huckabee, mobilized and rallied support for Chick-fil-A. In fact, I remember Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, which happened in the summer of 2012, where Chick-fil-A came rapidly under attack by the far left, and Christians and conservatives and patriotic Americans rallied and went to Chick-fil-A's all across the country. I remember going to one in suburban Chicago, and it was a 5-hour wait just to be able to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. And everyone loved it because it was all just about honoring these traditional American family values, which were so under assault by the radical left, including Obama. So let's play the tape back a little bit. Here are the words of Chick-fil-A's CEO Dan Cathy to the Baptist Press back in 2012 as he confirmed his biblical belief that marriage is between one man and one woman. Quote, "Based on biblical principles, asking God and pleading with God to give us wisdom on decisions we make about people and the programs and partnerships we have, and he has blessed us," end quote. Those of you guys know, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday and they try to abide by Christian principles. Days later, a deranged domestic terrorist broke into the office of the Family Research Council in DC headquarters. You guys probably don't remember this at all. His name was Floyd Lee Corkins, chose FRC, the Family Research Council, as a target because the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, lists the FRC as an anti-gay group. He said, "I found them online on the SPLC website." Corkins had a backpack full of Chick-fil-A sandwiches and 50 rounds of ammunition to, quote, "kill as many people as possible," and smeared the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the victims' faces and kill the guard, end quote. Family Research Council security guard Leo Johnson, a hero who was shot while stopping the terrorist attack, stopped Corkins from completing his evil plan. In 2012, Corkins was sentenced to prison for 25 years. Now, can you believe that? And this is really where it irritated me, where I decided just to go on Twitter. And boy, did this tweet get a lot of traction. Let's just say there was a lot of play on this tweet today. I would not like to have it any other way. I found out today that Chick-fil-A donated money to the same corrupt Southern Poverty Law Center that lists FRC as a hate group and also has written extensively about Turning Point USA on its Hate Watch blog. So it funds the Southern Poverty Law Center and defunded the Salvation Army, Paul Anderson Youth Home, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Now, mind you, in 2017 and 2018, the Chick-fil-A Foundation gave $2.4 million to the Missouri-based Fellowship of Christian Athletes for sports camps and underserved youth, and $165,000 to Salvation Army to help kids buy gifts in need, essentially, for Christmas. So this is no small investment. But my biggest concern, and the thing that really got me activated and engaged, with, of course, plenty of backlash from the liberal mob, and I think I had every single Huffington Post and every single Slate and every single reporter and every single writer for the Daily Kos in my mentions today mocking me. And the more they were mocking me, the more I realized how correct I was to call Chick-fil-A out for this mistake. The error that Chick-fil-A made is that they were trying to avoid bad press from the left, and yet the left still is mocking Christians and conservatives for being rightfully outraged about this, and the left is considering this a total win. They will now use the Chick-fil-A playbook to go after people that they disagree with, to go after individuals that hold traditional values and hold biblical values. And mind you, I am first and foremost a Christian, then a constitutionalist, then I'm a conservative, in that order. And of course, I should say I'm a Christian, an American constitutionalist, a conservative, in that order. And when I see an organization decide to essentially back away from deeply held religious beliefs, especially Christian beliefs, I really get concerned. Tony Perkins issued an official statement in response to the revelation of Chick-fil-A funding the Southern Poverty Law Center. Quote, tax reports have now exposed Chick-fil-A for funding the anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization linked in federal court to domestic terrorism after their smear campaign of Christian organizations resulted in the shooting in which a gunman planned to smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the faces of its victims. Not only has Chick-fil-A abandoned donations to Christian groups, including the Salvation Army, it has donated to one of the most extreme anti-Christian groups in America. So I found out today, I'm going to pause, that Chick-fil-A donated to the Southern Poverty Law Center, something that I find to be completely and totally inexcusable. The statement continues, but basically it ends by saying it's time for Christians to find a fast food alternative to Chick-fil-A, concluded Perkins. So I'm looking at all these amazing numbers of what the Salvation Army does. I'm looking at the hundreds of thousands of people, almost a million people that they benefit every single year, 800,000 people. They have over 214 residential addiction dependency programs. I mean, what is political about this? They have 30 general hospitals. In a statement from the Salvation Army, they said, we serve more than 23 million individuals a year, including those in the LGBT community. In fact, we believe we are the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBT population. This is an amazing resume of helping people. Why is this political at all? And so Franklin Graham issued a statement where he said he called Dan Cathy at Chick-fil-A and he was assured that they have not backed down at all and that they haven't kowtowed to the far left. If that's the case, Chick-fil-A, I will give you guys an opportunity. Will you guys come out and say that publicly? Will you come out and say we have not kowtowed to the radical leftist secular atheist voices and we consider their celebration and spiking the football wrong? In fact, we still consider ourselves to be a Christian company and will continue to invest in Christian values. Their radio silence and the fact they have not clarified and the fact they have allowed the left to spike the football on this has really been very demonstrating. It shows that they have been worn down by this persistent smear campaign by radical left-wing voices. And there's an individual involved in Chick-fil-A that all of you guys have to know about. Someone that has a lot of power. I'm going to tell you about him in just 1 second. Getting in shape, it's not just about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. Whether you need more stamina to keep up with your busy life or finally getting into maybe those goal jeans. And, you know, talking about the holidays coming up, you know, we have Christmas. Thanksgiving is today. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure a lot of you will be rightfully indulging in some extra snacks and some extra food and pie. And because of that, I know a lot of you guys are going to want to lose weight. I mean, but it's more than just working out. You have to have physical, psychological, and social examples. This is why we have chosen to partner with Noom, N-O-O-M.com, Noom. This is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. It's based in psychology. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and arms you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. They say it's based on cognitive behavioral approach. I just say it works. Noom is not just a diet. It's a healthy, easy to stick to way of life. So right now, go to Noom.com/Charlie. Noom.com/Charlie. That's Noom.com/Charlie. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/Charlie. By the way, if you go off track, you're human. That's totally understandable. There's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. Chat with your goal specialist and Noom community to get and give help people going through the exact same thing. This is one that has one of the biggest and most accurate food databases available that lets you track meal habits, visualize portion sizes, and see calorie density at a glance. This will help you stay on track. So go right now to Noom.com, Noom.com/Charlie. Now, this guy that you guys all got to know about, he is in charge of corporate responsibility and executive director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation. Basically, he's in charge of giving away money. His name is Rodney Bullard. He said, quote, "We don't want our intent and our work to be encumbered by someone else's politics or cultural war. If something gets in the way of our mission, that is something that we are mindful and cognizant of," end quote. But first of all, if you look at his background, this guy's a total joke. He donated $1,000 to Hillary Clinton in 2016 and $1,000 to Obama in 2008. And according to our friends over at Town Hall, Chick-fil-A also funds the very political YWCA, a pro-abortion group and pro-LGBT organization that repeatedly partners with Planned Parenthood. So let me get this straight. Chick-fil-A continues to pump the money that I would have when I buy a chicken sandwich with no bread, of course, because I'm allergic to bread, to use those profits to go fund pro-abortion groups, but somehow the Salvation Army is too controversial? That seems very problematic. So Chick-fil-A also funds the D.C.-based New Leaders Council that identifies, quote, "a hub of progressive millennial thought leadership, which exists to, quote, support one another along their individual path to a more progressive political and cultural landscape," end quote. So let me get this straight. Basically, the New Leaders Council is like the poor man's leftist Marxist Turning Point USA. So will Chick-fil-A fund Turning Point USA? Could you imagine the media mob if Chick-fil-A decided to give money to Turning Point USA through their official foundation? I would love it, by the way. I would love to have Chick-fil-A fund Turning Point USA. The values of their original founders seem quite in line with ours, and the values of their, you know, their team and their family seem to be within ours. But no. So they are funding far left-wing training ground for young Marxists across the country, and yet they have to decommit money to Salvation Army. I'm sorry, Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham's statement, I love Franklin Graham. I have great respect for him. And this is not about him. This is about what he said. I want to be very clear about what he said. He said, well, the Cathy family has said they haven't backed down to anything and they haven't kowtowed to the left. Well, if they don't want to fund the left, why is it that the Chick-fil-A Foundation funds pro-abortion groups and also funds a training ground for young Marxist activists? Chick-fil-A just endorsed the left's culture war against traditional Americans. The same people. I am the person. You are the person listening to this show. Mike Huckabee is the person. Mark Levin, Sean Hannity. We stood with Chick-fil-A through thick and thin. When the leftist mob protested them on campus after campus, we stood by you. And now you guys are the ones that now kick our teeth in and say that we are no longer going to fund Christian values because we don't want to get involved in people's culture war. You guys are a symbol in the culture war. And now you have turned your back on all of us. And by the way, this is during a period of tremendous growth for Chick-fil-A. We honored you guys. We spent probably tens of thousands of dollars at Chick-fil-A throughout the years at Turning Point USA, at catered events and chapter meetings and campus tour events. In a letter to Chick-fil-A, to Dan, CEO Dan Cathy, nearly 50 conservative leaders criticized the company for bowing to the pressure of the left-wing extremist groups and called on Cathy to rethink the company's approach to charitable giving. And you go through this. I know a lot of people that said, you know, that signed this letter. One of the great quotes said this, quote, "There's a growing list of American corporations that have discovered with each new compromise that leftists only become more emboldened in their attacks." Now, there's an old expression, and I mean this not literally at all. This is a complete metaphorical comparison. I have to give this kind of preface. But in military terms, people always say you do not negotiate with terrorists. And the thought process is exactly the same. You do not give in to people that their entire goal is to try to bully you away from trying to do what you believe or trying to get you away from a core value system. Caving to the left is a road to financial ruin. Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire made a great comparison. Begin quote, "If Chick-fil-A thinks that caving to PC pressure will help them grow as a company, they might check with the folks over at the Boy Scouts to see how well that strategy works," end quote. The Boy Scouts, of which I am an Eagle Scout and was formerly a proud member of, I'm no longer proud to be part of this new organization that allows girls into the Boy Scouts. buckled to LGBT activists 6 years ago. Now they're teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. In what reporters are calling a, quote, desperate move, the Boy Scouts of America announced that its crown jewel, the Philmont Ranch, is now on the market. I remember the Philmont Ranch. I've never visited it, but lots of people talked about it. Why? Because when you compromise on your core principles, your base abandons you. The left is never satisfied. You're going to stand alone. By the way, the left is not satisfied. If you look at what the left-wing LGBT groups have said, they say, we still find it very troubling that Chick-fil-A will not come out and assertively say that they stand with LGBT people and they stand for transgender bathrooms. The left is relentless. They will never stop. Chick-fil-A should know this better than anyone. Its president, Tim Tassopoulos, has seen the demise firsthand from his seat on the BSA advisory board. So let me end this way. Is Chick-fil-A backtracking? And again, if they want to backtrack and apologize, I will be the first person to accept them with open arms. I hope they come back and do the right thing. Apparently, some are reporting that Chick-fil-A hasn't ruled out donating to organizations that promote traditional marriage as LGBTQ rights. Groups continue to express doubts about their chain. Quote, our goal is to donate to the most effective organizations in the areas of education, homelessness, and hunger. No organization will be excluded from future consideration, faith-based or non-faith-based work. Chief Operational Officer for Chick-fil-A said in a statement last week, a spokesperson for Chick-fil-A, Inc. told the Daily Signal in an email that the donation to the Southern Poverty Law Center was, quote, made by a volunteer member of the Chick-fil-A Foundation Advisory Board, end quote. Each volunteer advisor in 2017 was offered the opportunity to recommend a grant recipient, end quote. Well, then why won't Chick-fil-A come out and say that SPLC is a hate organization and they want their money back? I mean, they're literally listed as a hate organization by the SPLC. This is a very vanilla trying to split the baby unsuccessfully statement when the SPLC hates their guts. The SPLC does not believe in their values and the SPLC wants to see them fail. So on this Thanksgiving, I say go out and support Wendy's, who, by the way, actively supports adoption, or support In-N-Out. I hate this whole kind of I'm going to stop shopping here, but you know what? We put our hard-earned dollars behind Chick-fil-A. I used to go out of my way and drive miles just to try to support them because they never kowtow to the leftist mob. Until they make very clear to us Christian conservatives and those of us that believe in the American Constitution of freedom and liberty that they did not kowtow to the far left and they do not denounce the Southern Poverty Law Center, then I say, you know what? Why should you go out of your way to go to Chick-fil-A? Now, if Chick-fil-A is like the best thing you've ever had and you need it for some sort of very important reason, then fine. Okay, of course, fine. Go make your own decision. But you know what? Shop with your values whenever possible. And why would you go out of your way now to go fund an organization, to go buy things, I should say, at an organization or a company that voluntarily funds abortion and also has turned its back on its core constituent and its base, the same base that stood by Chick-fil-A for so many years? Chick-fil-A does a great job from a service perspective. And the base of Chick-fil-A were proud, courageous Christian conservatives that stood by them when the leftist mob came after them. And by the way, it's not even about the money. I don't honestly care. I hope they renew the funding, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, an organization I used to be part of when I was in high school. I love the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I do hope they actually restore that funding. But it's less about the money and more about the principle. Because guess what? These far left-wing activists are going to go after more organizations, more corporations. This is the new corporate warfare. They're going to go after them until all the money dries up from all of corporate America funding decent-minded Christian conservative organizations. And finally, Chick-fil-A, why are you funding these pro-abortion groups? Why are you funding the New Leaders Council that tries to train progressive leaders on the left? You don't fund Turning Point USA. You don't fund the Heritage Foundation. You don't fund the National Rifle Association. I'm very disappointed to say that Chick-fil-A seems to have turned their back on us Christian conservatives. So this Thanksgiving, have an extra dish of turkey on Black Friday after all your shopping and make it known to Chick-fil-A that you're disappointed, but you're willing to accept an apology and hopefully their recantation of their current position of funding pro-abortion left-wing groups and groups that train future Marxist leaders and seem to turn their back on those of us that have stood by them for so many years. Hey guys, I'm sure a lot of you have to dress up every single day to go to work or, you know, on the weekends to go to church, and I'm sure you have to have these uncomfortable dress shoes. Well, we partner with this amazing shoe company called Wolf and Shepherd. They're made out of Italian leather. They're super amazing and they're very, very comfortable. They make the most comfortable dress shoes for people who are out there just to get stuff done. In fact, recently they had a guy not only run, but win a half marathon in their shoes. It's pretty incredible. By combining soft Italian leather, innovative support and cushioning, as well as a bunch of other upgrades, they've created dress shoes you can literally wear all day, discomfort-free. So the name is Wolf and Shepherd, and I can tell you they're super comfortable. I can't stand wearing dress shoes, but now I really don't mind because they're quite comfortable. So listen up. Right now through December 3rd, Wolf and Shepherd is offering $101 off any purchase over $300 when you use promo code Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E. This is by far their biggest sale of the year, so you do not want to miss out. So visit wolfandshepherd.com/Charlie and use the promo code Charlie. Now, I've known about these guys for quite a while right now, so I was really excited to hear they were going to be partnering with our show. I actually have a pair of their Ringer loafers at home, and they not only look amazing, but they are ridiculously comfortable. Honestly, it's like wearing a pair of sneakers. So again, go to wolfandshepherd.com/Charlie, use the promo code Charlie. You guys will not regret it. And for those of you that do not know how to spell Shepherd, I know we got none of those people, is S-H-E-P-E-R-D. That's wolfandshepherd.com. Get some solutions for your shoes, everybody. wolfandshepherd.com/Charlie. So I know a lot of you guys are going to be dealing with liberal aunts and very liberal relatives. So we wanted to go through some of the biggest lies of the left and how to confront them. So we've pinpointed three big lies. Number one lie that you might hear this Thanksgiving is that Donald Trump is a racist. This is a cheap lie. This is one that the left loves to use. This is one that is quite honestly one that irritates me the most. So here's how you respond. You should say, well, would a racist literally deport a Nazi that was living in the United States of America that President Barack Obama refused to deport? Would a racist sign criminal justice reform that was designed to help the black community after disproportionate mass incarceration? Would a racist achieve the lowest ever black unemployment, the lowest ever female unemployment, Latino unemployment, Asian American unemployment? If Donald Trump really hated these communities, it seems as if he's actually helping them and contributing their success in a record way. President Donald Trump has been a president for all Americans. I'm sure a lot of you are going to hear this sick lie this Thanksgiving. Oh, Donald Trump is racist. And so you should respond with how, why? Give me a very specific example. Now, if they use the Charlottesville example, they might say, oh, well, Donald Trump did not denounce white supremacy at Charlottesville. This is not true. In fact, let's play the tape of exactly what he said at Charlottesville. Play tape.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group. Excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name.
Well,
no, George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
As you could hear there, President Donald Trump did denounce white supremacy. He did denounce the hateful white nationalists that are racists that did show up. Where he said that there were good people on both sides, he meant the people that were protesting for the statue to stay up, not the white supremacists there. This is a cheap attack against the President of the United States. In fact, it's intellectually lazy and dishonest to call him that. And instead of debating policy and debating ideas and actually engaging in good faith discussion, the left has now gone into the gutter to call President Trump something totally disgusting and, yes, deplorable. Lie number two you might hear at your Thanksgiving, that white privilege is real. White privilege, and this might be probably from some of your relatives that are in college, might be cousins, might be brothers, might be sisters, might be nieces, might be nephews, might be sons or daughters. I actually had some commentary on this back at Colorado State University about a year and a half ago. One of my favorite appearances I've ever made on a college campus. This was at our Turning Point USA chapter event at Colorado State University. Let's play tape of my visit there. Play tape.
So white privilege is a myth and a lie and should be completely destroyed. It's rooted in racism. It is a racist idea. It is a racist idea. The best people in America are not white people. They're Asian Americans and Indian Americans. So why don't they ever talk about Asian American privilege? Asian Americans were widely discriminated against in the 1940s and 50s. We treated them horribly and put them in internment camps. Then through a series of decades of making good choices, they've now become the richest per capita subracial group in America. I never hear about Asian American privilege. I never hear about people getting so upset that all the Asian Americans are getting the PhDs or the degrees or all the good jobs in California, yet they're trying to target white people. Here comes the basis of it. If they're trying to balkanize this country and break us into different subracial groups, that is the definition of racism. I have the definition of racism as. You know what it is? It's trying to pre-describe a preference or prejudice upon a certain group of people based on their skin color. They say, oh, you don't understand me because you're a white, privileged Christian. Well, isn't that exactly what the definition of racism is? Isn't that them trying to put a prejudice upon you just because you look differently than them? They're trying to discredit good ideas and good arguments just because you're white. And that's ridiculous. That's racist, and that should be refuted every single time. And by the way, if they want to talk about numbers and facts and statistics, that's fine. But you're not any less right, and you're not any less correct just because you're a white person or you're a black person. Truth transcends color. So thank you.
And like I said, skin color does not determine ideology. Demographics are not destiny. And more importantly, this idea of white privilege is actually a racist idea. It's an idea of thinking that skin color is more important than values and ideas and worldview and actions. The left is obsessed with race. They can't help but talk about it. And in fact, I'm sure a lot of you around the Thanksgiving table are going to be hearing, oh, well, you know, we have white privilege in our country and you should check your privilege. Well, hold on a second. Why is it that there are twice as many white people than black people living in poverty in this country? Yes, there is a higher percentage of black people, but to say that white people are not also living in poverty is not true. There is no inherent privilege based in the melanin or lack of melanin in your skin. This is a lie from the left that is focused on trying to make us seem more divided than we really are. Remember that Latin phrase, e pluribus unum, out of many one, and reject this lie of the left. So the final lie of the left that I just can't stand, and I'm sure you're going to hear it, is this lie that just because someone got rich, they believe that someone else got poor. This is the labor theory of value, and it is absolutely false. In fact, in order to get rich in a capitalist free market society, you have to make other people get rich alongside of you. You have to trade value for value, start a business, employ a bunch of people, and do it for a long period of time. The left tries to convince you, well, we have too many millionaires and billionaires in our country. Well, if they stole their way to the top and they did it like you do in Venezuela or in socialist experiments, then that argument might have some validity. But if you had to earn your way to the top, the pie actually got bigger, that more people actually got rich alongside of you. And this is the fixed pie fallacy in economics. The left loves to focus on this. The left uses this as a core of their main myths and tried to make people convinced that we should take money away from people that might be more successful. I actually answered a question around this at one of our Turning Point USA events. Let's play a video from that.
Just because someone gets rich doesn't mean anyone got poor. You hear this idea, there's the fixed pie fallacy, like there's only a certain amount of goods and services and assets within a country. What free enterprise has taught us is that's not true, is that you can actually have unlimited amounts of pies, that you can create new wealth out of nothing. Look no further than the iPhone. The iPhone's a great piece of technological advancement, but there's over $1 trillion of wealth that is just in the app industry. So like just the cottage industry, that's a little box that you press on within another company's asset, all of a sudden creates all this new wealth that previously didn't exist. Whether it be Snapchat, that's a $20 billion company, or Facebook, that's worth $600 billion, or Groupon, or Yelp, or all these other mobile apps. That's new. That started out of nowhere. It's like the people that believe that there's only a finite amount of wealth to be created really lack awareness and creativity and ingenuity to see the amount of economic progress that has been created even in recent history.
Just because someone got rich does not mean someone got poor. I'm sure you're going to hear somebody at the Thanksgiving table say that. And if they really believed it, if they actually believed that there should not be millionaires and billionaires, and if someone got rich, someone else got poor, ask why things continually get better. Technology, transportation, communication. Things get better because people buy those products, goods, and services. People take risks in the marketplace. And thanks to that, people's lives improve. We've got one final bonus one. I'm going to play a tape from you right here of me debating a socialist at Cleveland State University. This is still one of my favorite exchanges out there. It has over 36 million views. And this is kind of the greatest hits of Charlie Kirk here on Thanksgiving. So you guys can be armed with the intellectual ammunition to fight back. Enjoy this exchange and feel free to replicate it or duplicate it at your Thanksgiving table. Play tape.
Okay, as a libertarian socialist, right, as you would know, the, you know, workers controlling the means of production, right, that's just like an economic thing. I don't believe in big government, right? I believe
you don't.
No government.
No government. So you're an anarchist.
Yes. I believe in voluntary hierarchy and democracy.
Okay, so wow. But let me ask you a question in all seriousness. No. Here's the question. Here's a serious question though. What's preventing you from doing what the Amish do? Get off the grid and just go live like that right now.
Well, the Amish are religiously excluded.
No, forget the religious component.
Okay, well,
but the Amish are a great example.
It's incredibly difficult to just pick up everything that you have, leave, and go into.
So you want to tell me how to live?
No, I'm not telling you how to live.
No. You are, because you're arguing for a governmental structure.
A lack of one, rather.
So even a lack of a governmental structure will then make me live the way you want me to live. I'm not going to tell you how to live your
however
life.
However you want. What I'm saying is that under
so you're okay with me having five houses and six yachts?
What I'm saying is that the society that I currently
answer
live
the
in,
question.
I'm forced to wait. What? What was
you're okay with me having five houses and six yachts?
I'm not okay with you having them as if you are not using them.
Oh, not you. So all of a sudden you're now telling me how to live my life. I'm never going to tell you how to live your life, my friend. Why are you telling me how to live mine?
What I'm saying is that there are people that are literally starving, and that if you had extra houses and they literally just came and occupied the houses that you are not using, they are justified because you are being a massive asshole.
Being a massive asshole to not... So if someone forcefully takes away something that is sedentary not being used in that purpose, it is a rightful means of theft.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you don't believe in private property rights?
No, I do not.
You don't believe in private property rights, so we're getting somewhere. So you're not a libertarian, my friend. Libertarians believe...
I'm not a libertarian in the American... I'm not a libertarian in the capitalist sense. I'm not a libertarian in the American sense.
So stop using the word, because you're anything but it.
That's all I got for you guys today. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We live in the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. Say thanks to God. Say thanks to your friends. Go out of your way to say thank you. A prosperous nation and a moral nation is a nation that is full of gratitude. If you're full of gratitude, good things will happen from there. I'm thankful for you guys today. I'm thankful for you guys that listen to our show, that give us those 5-star ratings, that leave us those reviews, and just are so faithful and loyal to our show. Thank you guys so much. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, the nation's largest conservative student organization fighting on campuses across the country, please go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, or go to our big event in December, the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, tpusa.com/SAS. We have Ben Shapiro, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dan Crenshaw, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and so many others, tpusa.com/SAS. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for so much that we live in the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Talk to you soon. I'm so excited to be welcoming Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson to the Podcast One family. Listen as Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, pours his soul into conversations with fascinating minds, celebrities, and athletes, along with his cosmic millennial sidekick and former NFLer, Eben Britton. Kid Dynamite dives deep into the issues impacting us all today. This podcast will change the way you see the world. Don't miss Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.